The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 13th of February, 2019. You know what we need to do here, Mike? You need to get that, what is it, Geico commercial where the camel's walking through the office space going, hey, 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 what's today? Hump day. Are you talking to me or yourself? Are you talking, who are you talking to? There's nobody else in the room. Oh, that doesn't count. Yeah, it's hump day. I'm going to save this for the second hour because I'll tell you what, this is going to light you up. The other day somebody called in and said, you know, righteous indignation, people should be getting more angry. I don't want to do this story right now because for the next 2 hours I'm just going to sit here and percolate and probably burst a blood vessel. So we'll put this in abeyance for the time being. In the idiot sector, California has discovered that they don't have any money to build their bullet train. Now, folks, you know, I kind of like the idea of high-speed trains. We do have a high-speed train in this country. It's called Amtrak. When they're not busy running into things or running off the rails, meh. You ever ridden on a Amtrak? I did only once. I will never do it again. Simply because, well, the service is close enough for government work. It's nasty. It's dirty. You know, I know cleanliness is next to godliness. I'm not even, I'll be happy to sit down next to the devil if he'll wipe off the toilet seat. Our high-speed rail, we did the rails-to-trails thing, did the most idiotic thing after World War II, is let our rails go to Hades. And it is still the cheapest way to ship goods long distance, okay? So what did we do? Oh, we got kind of cutesy and crazy with ourselves, and we tore up tracks and made them rails to trails and all the neat nifty stuff. Well, in California, they had this vision of building a bullet train. Now, what a nice idea. But the thought struck me. This is terrible, but this is my thinking nowadays. I wouldn't trust anybody to run a high-speed rail. Not in this country. I might trust the Japanese, or I might even trust the French. But I don't know if I'd trust anybody in this country. Maybe somebody would be on SSRIs and, you know, forget to do intentionally some maintenance procedures or to make sure that those trains were capable of running at high speed. I don't know. I wouldn't feel exactly safe traveling a couple hundred miles an hour in a train that I don't know who worked on it. Now, that might be a bit extreme for some folks, but you're also talking to a guy that used to be ride maintenance at Cedar Point, the biggest park in the world, as far as roller coasters go. And I know the maintenance issues on those, and I wouldn't go on the doggone things. You know, I think your body's trying to tell you something. When you start getting, your heart rate starts to increase, your blood pressure goes up, you look at your knuckles and they turn white. It's your body's way of saying, I'm in a position that I don't like. But see, people do this for amusement. Isn't this fun, going up 30 stories, dropping at 90 degrees, traveling 90 miles an hour, eating bugs, and wondering if you're going to stay on the rails? Again, folks, I used to work maintenance there. I knew some of the people that worked on those rides. Nah, you're not getting me on that. At any rate, let's get back on track here, so to speak. Governor of California, Mr. Gavin Newsom, he's canceling the high-speed rail. Would cost too much and take too long. Now, I want you to notice something in the body of the story. Federal money has been sent to them. They've canceled the endeavor, but they're not going to send the money back. Now, how much money are we talking about? $3.5 billion. Now, Trump wanted $12 billion or $15 billion or whatever for the wall. What did we just do with Israel? How many billions did we send them? 36? Somebody get Bibi on the phone and say, hey, look, we need to call about $12, $13 billion of that back. Catch us next year. The plan to connect San Francisco to Los Angeles by high-speed rail would cost too much and respectively would take too long. This is what he told legislators. He said the state would still build a portion of the system under construction in the rural Central Valley, denying that it would be a train to nowhere. He said the state would not send back the $3.5 billion to the federal government to be spent by President Donald Trump. You know, just as an aside here, aren't you really sick and tired of this? People blatantly breaking the law, shunning the Constitution. Don't you just want to smack the living snot out of them? Don't you? And I'm sure there's sectors of this government are sitting back and they've got betting pools going, okay, I wonder how long it's going to take to somebody wax one of these stupid politicians that think that they're operating in the old Soviet Union or maybe communist Cuba. Perish the thought. Not that I want to see anything good happen to any of our representatives that don't represent anything but their own interest, because it sure as heck isn't ours. Newsom said the state could not afford the total cost. Even with that, he noted a record-breaking surplus in the state coffers thanks to the ongoing economic recovery, which, by the way, this is your honest media. They're saying that, oh, well, this happened under Barack Obama. You know, the groundwork was laid for this rebound with Barack Obama. You know, and not to take anything away from Barry, but essentially that is true, but they don't tell you the way the groundwork was laid. This wasn't about pulling jobs back in the United States. This wasn't telling the banks, stop with this interest stuff. You need to give the suckers out here an even break. No. The groundwork was laid by the bailouts from the government, the assured bailouts through the banks. Well, they're the ones in trouble. And, well, they claimed that they didn't have the money, so we made the money available, which I don't know exactly that process, how they made something that doesn't really exist reappear, but you know, they just work off of tally sheets. We don't have to get, you know, enmeshed in all this counting of stacks of real cash or anything else. Well, like cash is even real. But you get my meaning. Now, voters approved the first bond for the bullet train under California High Speed Rail Authority by referendum in Prop 1A in 2008. You know, Jerry Brown, a Democrat, championed the project during his third and fourth terms in office, calling it central to the fight against climate change. Yeah, let me stay on the rails with this one because I almost jumped off again. Yet over time, the project grew more and more expensive, rising from the initial estimate of $37 billion in 2008 to nearly $100 billion, according to an estimate last year. In 2014, Breitbart News revealed that the high-speed train would not be so high-speed after all, running on slower tracks from San Jose to San Francisco and from San Fernando Valley into downtown Los Angeles. The earliest the project might have been completed? 2033. Slowly build your fast train. Yeah. Still, Mr. Brown continued to defend his high-speed rail project. Just last year in his final State of the State, Jerry Brown said, "I make no bones about it. I like trains, and I like high-speed trains even better." So did the voters in 08 when they approved the bond. Look, 11 other countries have high-speed trains. They are now taken for granted all over Europe, Japan, and China. Reagan himself said in Japan on November 11th of 83, "The state of California is planning to build a rapid speed train that is adapted from your highly successful bullet trains." Yes, we were, and now we're actually building it. Well, like any big project, there are obstacles. Yes, it costs lots of money, but it's still cheaper and more convenient than expanding airports and building new freeways to meet the growing demand. It will be fast, quiet, and powered by renewable electricity and last for 100 years. Already more than 1,500 construction workers are on the job at 17 sites, and hundreds of California businesses are providing services, generating thousands of jobs a year. This makes no sense. Generating thousands of job years of employment. Okay, well, I guess that's his Orwellian way of saying it'll provide jobs for years to come. Why he didn't say that? Why is Jerry Brown such an idiot? But then, anyhow, there are questions that can never be answered. As the global economy puts more Americans out of work and lowers wages, infrastructure projects like this will be a key source of well-paid California jobs. Difficulties challenge us, but we can discourage or stop us. They can't stop us, whether it's roads or trains or dams or renewable energy installations or zero-emission cars. California is setting the pace for America. Yes, there are cities, there are lawsuits, and there are countless obstacles, but California was built on dreams and perseverance, and the Boulder Path is still our way forward. Wow. As Lieutenant Governor Newsom opposed the high-speed project, but flip-flopped in 2016, backing the project and promising 100% to seek the public funding as governor. However, on taking office, Newsom appears to have had a change of heart, especially as he prioritized providing health insurance to all California residents. That's right, millions of illegals out there as well. While we had nothing but respect for Governor Brown and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, Newsom said that the bullet train, as planned, could not be completed. Newsroom's announcement came just days after Democrats, including California's own Senator Kamala Harris, embraced the Green New Deal, a plan by Ocasio-Cortez to move the entire country to 100% renewable energy in the next 10 years. The plan calls for massive investment in high-speed rail all across the country. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti cited the Green New Deal on Monday when he decided to cancel the building of three new natural gas plants to provide for city's electricity needs, saying the power would have to come from wind and solar somehow. He isn't now, but he's made the declaration that he's a city mayor. That's all that he is, a city mayor. But this guy's setting policy. He's got a chip in the game here. How? So they're not going to build three new natural gas plants, and they're going to sit around and twiddle their thumbs and toes for the solar and wind energy or however they're going to generate it. I'm amazed. The new governor also devoted much of his speech to attacking Trump over fear-mongering over so-called border crisis. Oh, my God. Though he praised the president for trying to lower prescription drug prices, he also accused Trump of xenophobia and nativism for his approach to illegal immigration. You know, why are these people, why are they running for governor of California or mayors of Los Angeles? Since they love the illegals so much, I got an idea for you. Why don't you move to Mexico? Why don't you go run for the mayor of whatever down in beautiful Mexico? If you love illegals that much, go live among them. Go apply for citizenship there. Or if you wanted to break into their country, and once they discovered you didn't have a visa or permission to be in their country, if you went across the border and you overstayed, guess what they'd do? They'd throw you out. But see, we don't get to do that here because we got politically correct communists that want to balkanize this country. This isn't about votes. Yes, that's down the line. Yeah, it's about votes. What are these people going to do that are allowing them to come in? Well, they're going to vote for them. That's not so hard to understand. But the globalists behind this are looking at the balkanization of the multiculturalism aspect of this. And since that they're light years away from any references of the Bible or anything else, they don't know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Or they don't know the story of Tower of Babel. They're living it. They are it. But they don't want to read anything in past history to compare with what and who they are today. They fit exactly. You know, folks, let me ask you all a serious question here. If we were under assault or attack from a foreign government, would you not respond? Would you not pick up arms to defend your country against an illegal invasion? And, you know, we can use that, illegal invasion or an invasion. Drop the illegal, just invasion. The people that you don't want here, they shouldn't be here, and they should go home. They shouldn't darken your threshold. I don't know what remedy for this. I hope Trump does declare an emergency of sorts. I hope he does build the entire damn wall. Because what they're piddling around with right now is only sections. There is vast stretches of borders, folks. Saw a little levity today saying that, okay, well, the deal is $1.2 billion or $1.5 billion, whatever the case may be. Well, they're going to need a little bit more money to put up road signs along the corridor roads that they all use down there for the illegals to ask them to please go to the fenced areas to attempt to cross. All of this makes just about as much sense as that little suggestion. We are either a sovereign country and we have self-determination. We say who comes in this country, or we don't. This is not up to some little whacked out Democrat. I don't give a damn if he is a governor. I don't care what he is. I don't care if he's a congressman or a senator or a state legislator or a state senator. I don't care. What is it going to take for us to break free from this politically correct, socialistic, communist takeover that we're seeing in this country today? What is it going to take? It's time to take a break. My head's starting to pound. I'm just getting warmed up for the second hour. Holy mackerel. I do this. This is my therapy, folks. If I didn't do this, I would have been depressed, and I probably would have shot myself in the head a long time ago.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The heat, your eyes. I am complete, your eyes. See the doorway, your eyes. The thousand churches, your eyes. The resolution, your eyes. Of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat.
There is a, I am not going to play this on air because it does not translate well. Here's another instance that, well, let me back up and I'll just give you the cursory stuff on it. Another instance of a cop that thinks he's all of that and just treats people like absolute animals. And it's, well, let me just cover it here quickly. I won't play the audio to it. Now, this is Free Thought Project. By the way, police abuse, they've been tracking and tracing this stuff for years. Now, this happened nearly 2 years ago. But discovery of discoveries, an attorney discovered it just last month. And there was a guy, Floyd, his wife, and the baby, had a little baby. Now, somehow, and I don't understand, but Johnny Mae Darty was the guy's wife. And they were staying at this motel. And somebody claimed that they broke the TV. Now, this guy says, look, I didn't break any damn TV. He said, we were in the room. We tried to turn the TV on. It didn't work. We didn't break it. Well, for whatever reason, this motel manager called the cops and they show up. And the video shows Katie is the sheriff's deputy demanding to see Floyd's ID. He tells the deputy his name and shows that he's the boy's father by giving him pictures on his iPhone and everything else. So what does the cop say? He said, okay, I'm going to take her to jail because she's got a warrant and I'm going to call child services on this kid. Well, then the cop says to him, quit effing with me, boy, you hear me? Get your ID now. Now, do I need to explain that Floyd was black and this cop was white? You know, in this politically correct world today, go up to a full-grown black man and call him boy. But you see, if you're a cop and you represent, I don't even know what you represent anymore. I, honest to God, do not. And it was all filmed. It was on body cam, but that was not made available. Until this attorney ran across the doggone video last month. And this has gone viral. Another case of a cop overstepping his bounds, treating people not with respect, but treating them literally like animals and threatening. Threatening. And I'll pick up on the theme that I said yesterday, folks. Do these cops, do they not understand that they are a thin blue line? And the reason why your line has not been broken is because the citizenry, which you claim to protect and serve, has allowed you to do your job. Allowed you. Understand what I'm saying here. They have not tried to break your blue line. They have not aggressively gone after you like you have gone after common, ordinary, everyday citizenry out there. And yeah, I get it. Not all the people the cops deal with are the savory type. Some of them are murderers, criminals, rip-off artists, check writers, kiters, drug dealers. Yeah, I get it. There's a whole swath of America that is culturally deficient. They show no respect to themselves, let alone you and the badge. That goes with the territory. It should not alter the fact that you are a man representing a county or a city or the state, and that your behavior is becoming intolerable. Just because somebody might give you crap on any certain day, doesn't give you the justification to treat other people crap on your given day. You got a bad day, call in sick. Do we have paddles around here? Do we have one of those little shock deals? No, we don't have one of those. What's the highest voltage we have in this place? 120 volts? That ain't going to do it. You got a cattle prod in there? You got a taser? That'll do it. Got to find a little humor, folks. I can already feel the blood pressure. I can already feel it. I mean, this is... Oh, God. This is when they're not getting the wrong address. This is not when they're just harassing people. People are finding out what their rights are, and they're kind of pushing them back against the cops. They want ID for this, that, and the other. And so people are, more and more people are looking at them and going, okay, I don't have a problem showing you an ID, but what crime did I commit? Well, you don't have to commit a crime. I just need to know who you are. No, you got to have probable cause. These cops are flipping out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, let's do a little bit of bright news. Dagny Taggart via the Organic Prepper blog. If you don't recognize Dagny Taggart, she was the daughter of the railroad magnate in the book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. New Mexico has a new governor, and she really don't like guns. Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, was sworn into office January 1, replacing pro-gun Republican Susana Martinez. In early December, the National Rifle Association warned the citizens of New Mexico to expect unprecedented attacks on their constitutional rights. And this is from them. While the New Mexico legislature will not convene for its 60-day regular session until January 15, lawmakers start pre-filing bills on December 17th. You will see an unprecedented attack on your Second Amendment rights from the word go.
Your NRA ILA will alert you to bill numbers and provide links to the context of the legislation as it becomes available. But in the meantime, we want to share with you what we already know is coming. Expect anti-gun politicians to introduce a slew of so-called common sense gun measures, a misleading phrase that gun control activists use in hopes that the public and the media will avoid questioning the bill's enforceability, the efficacy, and the intrusiveness or necessity. Now, I only have one question. Why is it that the ACLU, the Defenders of Civil Liberties, you know, post that 1871 period in our country, you know, where the New Deal and the new country was kind of resurrected in front of everybody's eyes, but a lot of people missed it. Why isn't the NRA, why are they not spending all the money? There's a lot of members of the NRA. Why are they not lawyering up, filing lawsuits in behalf of all the citizens of all the states of all the United States of America? Why not? Force this stuff because it's languishing. They're waiting for what? I do not know. Anybody agree with the constitutionality of the red flag laws out there? You know, lawsuits are being filed or going to be filed, and it's got to go through the system, and then there's appeal, and, you know, maybe the Supreme Court will hear it maybe in 4 or 5 years. You should have started a long time ago. But see, this is good for membership to organizations. You get in that crisis moment, all of a sudden, you're relevant. Oh, the NRA is fighting for our rights. Okay. Six bills have been filed. Here's a summary of each of these six bills. House Bill 8, this universal background check legislation sponsored by Representative Deborah Saniana, would ban all private firearm sales between law-abiding individuals. The State House approved HB 8 last week, which aims to make it a misdemeanor crime to sell or transfer a gun in a private transaction without a background check performed by a third party. So Billy Bob next door wants to buy your old shotgun. Well, okay, you have to tell Billy Bob, hey, Billy Bob, I'm happy to sell you my old shotgun, but you know what? You got to submit to a background check. You got to put up with the government inspecting all the orifices of your body and crawling around to see what they can see, and then they might grant you permission to buy my old shotgun. But it also has to do with gun shows, doesn't it? The Senate committee has passed their own version of the bill, slammed by gun rights groups in a party-line vote. House Bill 35, this bill, sponsored by Representative Miguel Garcia, would require gun dealers to pay a $200 fee so that the New Mexico could screen every gun coming into their inventory for potential theft. House Bill 40, also sponsored by Representative Miguel Garcia, this legislation would require criminal records checks on private firearms sale at gun shows. Gun grabbers tend to see gun shows as a particular threat. Now, and let me stop and digress for a second. What is a particular threat to them is that there's a gun mart. You know, you can walk into a place and there are thousands of firearms for you to peruse and check out and buy. That's what the threat is to them. Not the fact that people go to buy guns, but the fact that they've got gun shows where hundreds and thousands of guns are at that are sold. The thousands of people will go to. They'll patronize. This is their problem, that we still have the ability to go buy guns from private individuals. This bill and HB 8 would ban many or all private gun sales and set the stage for registry of gun owners. And need I remind you, you already know this, but it's worth repeating, what happens right after the registration comes the confiscation. Has been that way in the past, it is today, and it will be in the future. Now, perhaps the most disturbing of the six bills is House Bill 83. Have you heard of the red flag gun confiscation laws? Yeah, you have. Officially called Extreme Risk Protection Orders, or ERPOs, red flag law permit police, health care providers, or family members to petition a state court. Petition. It's kind of a misnomer. Just file a complaint, talk to a judge, make a phone call. That's their idea of a petition. To petition the state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who may present a danger to others or themselves. To date, 14 states of the and the District of Columbia have red flag laws. Now, this is the chilling explanation of what House Bill 83 would allow. Under Section 5 of that bill, any law enforcement personnel can ask a court to issue an order stripping any New Mexican of his 4th, 5th, 14th, and 2nd Amendment rights. It would even take an ex parte secret court proceeding. The request could be made by email. Under Section 6, an angry ex-girlfriend can convene a secret court, and that's that ex parte proceeding, to strip a gun owner of his 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment rights without giving the gun owner the opportunity to tell his side of the story to a secret court. They're not interested in what you have to say. They really are not. The idea is to go and get the guns. In October of 2018, Maryland's red flag law went into effect. Less than a month later, we saw it claimed its first victim. Remember Gary Willis? The 61-year-old Maryland resident was killed by police when they showed up at his home at 5 a.m. to serve him with a court order requiring that he surrender his guns. And Arundel County Police said Willis answered the door with a gun in his hand. He initially put the gun down by the door but became irate when the officers began to serve him with the order and picked up his gun. He picked up his gun again, police said. Sergeant Jacqueline Davis, a police spokeswoman, said a fight ensued over the gun. Police claimed that as one of the officers struggled to take the gun from Willis, the gun fired but did not strike anyone. Then the other officer, fatally shot Willis, who died at the scene. Neither officer was injured. Well, I'm so happy about that. Davis said she did not know who had sought the protective order against Willis. But it turns out that Michelle Willis, the victim's niece, said this was just a case of a family being family. They were dysfunctional, they didn't like each other evidently, and they thought this would be a nice little nifty tool to shake somebody else up. Well, it got them killed. Now, one might argue, well, at 5 a.m. in the morning when you're hearing this at your front door, you're waking out of a sleep, you're not really 100% there, but you feel that something isn't right, it's dark. You grab a gun, you go to your front door to see who in the hell is banging on your door at 5 a.m. in the morning. Because you know what? You're not a criminal. You're thinking that, wait a minute, something bad might happen here, so I'm going to grab my gun for protection. This is my castle here. This is my little place to defend. And then the guy answers the door and then puts the gun down. But when they tell him why they're there, that's when it got a little crazy. From October 1 to December 31st, 302 petitions were filed across the state. A majority of the red flag orders were filed by family members or household members, primarily about mental health concerns. Let me stop. I'm probably not going to get through this article. How many of you people listening to this program today, you telling them what's going on, and they look at you and go, and they just shake their heads and go, you know, you're crazy. You know, there's something wrong with you. How many discussions at Thanksgiving dinners with your relatives, or maybe around Christmas time, and you so do want them to be informed, and you try your best to do it, But they just look at you as if you've just grown a third eye on your forehead, that there's something really, really wrong with you. And maybe even the relative or the family member that's accusing you is maybe themselves on an SSRI, and they're really not of this planet. So, this could be filed by family members, 302 petitions. Primarily about health concerns, mental health concerns. The other is being placed by law enforcement officials or health professionals, according to the Associated Press. Less than half reached a final stage in which the accused was not allowed to have a gun for at least a year. Oh, see, they don't tell you that, oh, well, once we vet you and you prove yourself not to be crazy to the state, we'll just run right over there with your guns. No. The whole idea is to make it as difficult as possible to return your property to you. House Bill 87, this legislation would impose a gun ban on persons committing crimes as minor as damage to property. It expands the state's prohibited person firearm law by incorporating federal firearm disqualifications. For example, it would prohibit individuals convicted of certain domestic violence misdemeanor crimes or who are subject to a domestic violence protective order from purchasing or possessing a firearm, with violations being a criminal offense. But the bill goes way beyond the prohibited categories in the federal law in significant ways. And the NRA is nice enough to provide us with this. The state law definition of household member, unlike federal law, specifically includes a person who is or has a continuing personal relationship, which applies to dating or intimate partners who have never lived together. The bill would include as firearm prohibiting offenses, nonviolent misdemeanors with no physical contact between the parties, like harassment by telephone or email or criminal damage to the property or jointly owned property of a household member. That doesn't have to really, be there. Unlike federal law, this bill would require anybody subject to a protective order to surrender any firearms they own, possess, or control to law enforcement within 48 hours of the order. Not only does this bill impose a mandatory surrender, it authorizes law enforcement to seize any guns that are in plain sight or are discovered pursuant to a lawful search. Not legal. Not even lawful. But that's what they like to call it. Similar legislation has passed the legislature in 2017, was vetoed by Governor Susana Martinez. Significantly, the 2017 legislation contained other options for affected parties to comply with the firearm surrender requirement, including storing their guns with licensed firearm dealers or transferring the guns to a qualified third party. These key alternatives are not contained in this bill. House Bill 130, this bill would potentially make criminals of people who keep loaded firearms for self-defense. Now, remember, folks, about the personal responsibility, it's a moral imperative that gun owners have to jump through all these hoops to have guns in your house, that you must lock these guns up, you must have trigger locks on them, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. Let me tell you something. If I hear stuff being broken in a dark house and I'm upstairs or I'm in the bedroom being woke out of a sound sleep and I might have only seconds to act, I don't want to be fumbling around in a dark room. What do you want me to do? Turn on the light, a beacon of light that an intruder in your house says, oh, that's where they're at, while I'm fumbling around in a drawer and trying to unlock the handgun or the firearm that I'm going to use to protect myself. Sponsored by Representative Linda Trulio, if signed into law, gun owners would be held criminally and civilly liable if a child gains unsupervised access to an unsecured firearm. But as the NRA points out, New Mexico already has a first-degree felony child abuse statute on the books to hold adults accountable for putting children's lives or health at risk in any manner. That's a catch-all, too, but be that as it may. The tools exist to charge and prosecute parents or guardians in appropriate cases. Education is the key to protecting gun owners and their kids, not a state mandate on how one stores a firearm in his or her home. And as I've said before, folks, children are inquisitive. Yes, they are. They like to look at things. They like to touch them. They're very tactile creatures. If you want to teach your children about the dangers of firearms, never to touch them, just take them out in the backyard, put a pumpkin on a fence post, and have at it. And see if your kid is a mental deficient that won't get the hint that this is a very, very bad thing to do.
They came and took it all away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, I did promise that there was a bit of good news in this. These bills are facing opposition from a powerful force, the sheriffs. Thankfully, most of New Mexico's sheriffs are opposed to these gun control bills. Out of the 33 sheriffs in the state, 29 have voiced disapproval of the package of anti-gun legislation by issuing a declaration through the State Sheriffs Association stating that the rush to react to violence by proposing controls on guns is ill-conceived and truly a distraction to the real problems, proliferating violence in our counties and our state. CBS 7 spoke with Lee County Sheriff Corey Helton, who explained why he objects to the proposed legislation. Quoting him, "You're just taking guns out of law-abiding citizens' hands. This is not going to affect the criminals out there. They're going to be able to get guns, and they do not follow the law." Helton added that there are enough effective laws in the books, and these new measures are either redundant or unconstitutional. He said, "I am proud to say I'm a constitutional sheriff, and I'm just not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. My oath prevents me from doing that." Big 2 News also spoke with Sheriff Helton about the proposed laws. Now, similar gun control measures are going to spread like wildfire across America. Did you catch what Caleb Califano, the reporter, says at the end of that video? Well, you didn't hear it, but he mentions that Helton said these introduced gun control bills are a trend that will continue, not just in New Mexico, but all around the country. And speaking of that, in Texas, of all places, red flag gun confiscation legislation may be coming, according to a February 6th alert posted by Gun Owners of America. Governor Abbott announced his emergency agenda items Tuesday and included school safety with an emphasis on mental health. While no bills have been specified yet, this could easily include items such as red flag type legislation that we have been fighting all across the country that allows the gun confiscation simply because a judge decides that you might misuse them in the future. And recently, Washington State introduced bills for some of the strictest gun laws in the country, with a few law enforcement officers there publicly vowed not to enforce the new unconstitutional gun laws. The real resistance, sheriffs in Washington State refused to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. Legally speaking, our county sheriffs are the last line of defense in the battle for gun rights. As we have stated before, unconstitutional gun law ideas seem to spread from one state to another like some kind of insidious virus. And this is just the beginning. I'd warned you. Months and months, probably years now, that watch what the cities start to do. You start hearing murmurs out of Chicago, Illinois. That, well, you know, we need to do this and we need to do that. Forget the fact that it's unconstitutional. And you started getting the idea that these little corporations and the town councils acting as the board of directors for said corporation think that they can come up with any restrictions or any policy that they care to pull out of thin air and proclaim it to be law. And it's not. All right, gearing up here for the second hour, and I'm actually not looking forward to this because I know how I'm going to respond, I'm going to react. But we'll try to take some deep breaths, not chase you off out there, and not have the unsavory act of my head exploding in this broadcast booth. Art, I'll take your call right after the top of the hour break. We'll be back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.